Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. On his latest release, bassist and composer Ben Allison tackles a whole lot of standards, but not the sort you typically find on a jazz album. Action Refraction, which came out last year, features covers of songs from P.J. Harvey, Donnie Hathaway, even this Neil Young song, Philadelphia, gets the Ben Allison treatment. Next month, the bassist and his band will make their Carnegie Hall debut, but before they do that, they've stopped by our studio to play a couple of tunes for us. Here's Ben Allison and the band with an original composition called Roll Credits, live on Soundcheck. Thank you. That's called Roll Credits, live music in our studio from Ben Allison and his band, with Ben playing the bass. Two electric guitars, adding a lot of texture to the group, Steve Cardenas and Brandon Seabrook. Two percussionists, Rudy Royston behind the drums, Rogerio Boccato also playing percussion, and Michael Blake playing the clarinet. Ben Allison, to you and the guys, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Your last album, Action Refraction, is basically, with one exception, an album of covers. You're a bassist who's also a composer. We've come to, hear you in that role. What triggered, doing all these other people's songs?
Well, it was my 10th album. As you mentioned, I've mostly concentrated on original music through the years. Actually, I guess I'm a champion of composition. I really think that's how we're moving the music forward. But in this case, I felt, it was a challenge to try to put our spin on other people's music. And I think the challenge I set really for myself was to see if I could pull together Donny Hathaway and P.J. Harvey and Samuel Barber all on one album and hopefully make it work. And so, it's an orchestrational thing, and musicians sometimes are looking for a way to kick themselves into a new gear in a way, and that was pretty much why.
Well, and you've done that throughout your career, usually through instrumentation. For example, bringing a West African kora into the band, right. For example, that set you off on a completely different path for a record you did some years ago. So, in this case, it sounds like it was the songbook as opposed to the players and the instruments.
Well, no, I think the orchestration is, again, how you take someone else's music and make it your own. I really tried to stay true to the melodies for the most part, but adding, kind of analog synthesizer and banjo and bass clarinets and just all kinds of different layers and figuring out different kinds of grooves we could put with it. All of that stuff, those are all orchestrational ideas. And
so in that respect, then, a typical Ben Allison record.
Yeah, I think so. It follows that trajectory. That's the stuff that turns me on. I love songs. I love tunes. I love things that have compositions that have a melodic personality and a textural personality. So I want each tune to feel in one way different from the last, but also part of a continuum. So I think it's part of the trajectory.
I should also mention to WNYC listeners and public radio listeners around the country, Ben Allison's music will be familiar because he wrote the theme song for On the Media, which you hear weekend. The band is playing at Carnegie Hall on Friday night, February 3rd at 8 p.m. And you're going back a couple of years for this next piece you're going to play for us, right? Platypus is from 2009?
That's right. By the way, Carnegie's at 10 p.m., I believe, just to make
really?
Sure people know that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the late. I don't know what it is. They saw me coming and they wanted to make it late, I guess. Maybe it's because we're jazz musicians. I don't know. Maybe they think that's
so a late night gig at Carnegie Hall is still a gig at Carnegie Hall.
That's
not
all
bad.
I'm saying. I don't all care right. what time it is. I'm going to play there.
You want to play Platypus for us?
I would love to.
All right. This is Ben Allison and the band once again playing live on Soundcheck. This is called Platypus. It's Ben Allison and his band playing us out on Soundcheck today. They're playing at Carnegie Hall on Friday, February 3rd. And the latest album is called Action Refraction, and that's going to do it for Soundcheck today. Tomorrow, Lenny Kravitz discusses racism in the Obama era, addressed in the title track of his latest album, Black and White America. And a Baroque opera collective brings us their take on the most popular opera of the 17th century. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Edward Haber. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.